Congress, heal thyself. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. As the Obama administration pushes for a vote on health care reform before Congress recesses in August, has health industry money too thoroughly polluted the process for anything good to come of it? Democratic Senator Max Baucus of Montana chairs the Senate Finance Committee. He's key to any health care reform. Baucus has held several high-profile Senate committee hearings on health care with no single-payer advocates. They were present, though, until Baucus had them arrested. That's right, for standing up one by one in the audience protesting the exclusion of a single-payer representative on the panel.
Let me speak a few minutes. Sorry, theme of recess until the order can restart.
Want a single payer system? Why do you insist on spending more money when the single payer would give it to us at the price we're spending now? 60%. Why aren't 60% of the people in front of you representing single payer? 60% of the people want single payer. This is a sham. All you've got is special interest groups up there.
Can we assess the police come restore order? I'll ask for the please come more expeditiously.
Why aren't single-payer advocates at the table? Healthcare should be for patients, not for profits.
Senator Baucus is only parroting President Obama's pledge that single-payer is off the table. Yet single-payer health care has significant support among the U.S. public and increasingly among health care providers. With single-payer, the government pays the bills, but people still choose what doctors to see. Private health insurance companies and HMOs, the profiteers, go out of business. Mike Dennison is a reporter for the Montana Standard. He found Baucus has received more campaign money from health and insurance industry interests than any other member of Congress.
We're talking about the health insurance industry and the health industry, which is HMOs, hospitals, physicians, pharmaceutical companies. That's probably where the bulk of his money has come from. The report that we prepared showed out of about almost $15 million he's raised in the last 6 years, both for his campaign and his leadership PAC, 23% of that came from insurance and health interests, and about 18% of that was from the health sector, and a large amount from pharmaceutical, not the companies, but people who work for pharmaceutical companies and pharmaceutical PACs, about $830,000 just from that sector alone. The total amount was about $3.4 million, which we believe is probably more than any other member has received.
At a public forum in New Mexico recently, Linda Allison asked President Obama about Baucus's finances.
So many people go bankrupt using their credit cards to pay for health care. Why have they taken single payer off the plate? And why is Senator Baucus on the Finance Committee discussing health care when he has received so much money from the pharmaceutical companies? Isn't it a conflict of interest?
President Obama dodged the issue of Baucus, but he did admit something.
If I were starting a system from scratch, then I think that the idea of moving towards a single-payer system could very well make sense. That's the kind of system that you have in most industrialized countries around the world.
Linda Allison's concern about bankruptcy is timely. According to a recent Harvard Medical School study, 62.1% of all bankruptcies in 2007 were medical. Many of these people are not from the 50 million or so uninsured Americans, but from among the estimated 25 million who are underinsured. That a person can have health insurance and still be driven to bankruptcy over hospital bills and pharmaceutical costs is a national disgrace. Just days before President Obama addressed the American Medical Association in Chicago this week, the AMA announced it would oppose a public health option. In response, at least one doctor canceled his membership. Dr. Chris McCoy works for the revered Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He wrote in his resignation letter to the AMA that it couldn't get through the second paragraph before bringing up the issue of physician reimbursement.
The AMA's sole focus in the last 10 years on Capitol Hill has always been, you know, the SGR and physician reimbursement, to the point where when they meet with members of Congress, that's all they ever talk about. They aren't talking about public health issues, and they aren't talking about what we need to do for patients. It's, you know, what can we do for getting providers paid enough, which that focus, I think, was brought out very well by Atul Gawande's piece in The New Yorker on how physicians have visualize themselves as business centers and cost-generating centers, and that has driven up the cost of healthcare and is a physician culture and a healthcare culture we need to change if we're going to get costs under control.
Recent congressional financial disclosures show that many key members have major investments in the healthcare industry. The Washington Post reported this week that almost 30 members of Congress who hold key committee memberships that will impact the healthcare debate also have significant investments in healthcare companies. The bipartisan group of investors includes Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada, Republican New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg, the family of Democratic Congressmember Jane Harman of California, Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson, Democratic Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, Idaho Republican Senator Michael Crapo, in all amounting to between $11 and $27 million. The number's imprecise since the disclosure forms allow some ambiguity. According to the Associated Press, Jackie Clegg Dodd, wife of Senator Chris Dodd, Democrat of Connecticut, serves on the boards of four health-related companies and earned more than $200,000 last year. Senator Dodd is sitting in as chair of the key health committee, the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, in place of Senator Ted Kennedy, who's ill. Congress will soon break for its summer recess, with members going back to their home districts to raise money, of course, and perhaps to visit their hometown health care provider, paid for by their publicly funded congressional health care plan. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.